Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to the program. The 10-day ceasefire that's been negotiated by POTUS between Israel and Lebanon. Now, for the background on it, if, you know, just to do it, if you're unfamiliar with it, Lebanon, it's not Lebanon that's actually firing at Israel, the rockets at Israel. It's Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. And as you know, Hezbollah is a proxy terror group for Iran. They are entirely funded by Iran. And so they have been, you've had Hezbollah to the north of Israel in southern Lebanon, and then you've had Hamas in the southern part in Gaza. And so when the strikes first, when the first strike fell against Iran, that's when Hezbollah started firing rockets at Israel. Which was weird, right? Why would they do that? Oh, but they were doing it on behalf of their patron, Iran. Even though Iran was always like, no, 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 they're totally separate. We don't, not our circus, not our monkeys. I mean, it's just totally not us. But it was, because they fund them entirely. They send them munitions, equipment, everything. So when that happened, Iran decided that they were going to use that as leverage and to protect their proxy group. So in the very beginning, and I wrote a whole post about this, we talked about this last week. In the very beginning, when Trump came out and posted on Truth Social, he said he was talking about hostilities going after the civilization, all that, and he specifically mentioned Iran. Only Iran. He mentioned them twice. Only them. Then it was Pakistan's leader who decided to screw everything up. And don't forget that their defense minister, who initially was pushing this idea, had to scrub his timeline, but not before everybody caught it. He was going off on Israel. He was going off in the United States, even being nice to Israel. He was going off on some of these other Gulf allies for the Abraham Accords, all of that. And so he was scrubbing his timeline. So the Pakistani government came out and said, no, 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 yes, we've had this amazing ceasefire, and it includes Lebanon. No one in the United States included Lebanon. Pakistan just frittered that out of the ether as a favor to Iran, because Iran wanted to protect their terror proxy. And then we have all these mouth breathers in the United States, these woke Rikers and these other lefty, barely passing as a coalition members, lefties, who are like, whoa, Pakistan said that Lebanon was included. Now, these are the America First people who will tell you America First, but then they allow Pakistan to dictate foreign policy for us, whatever. Pakistan said that Lebanon was included. Trump was incredibly clear. They ain't. Even Vance said they ain't. Levitt went out and said they ain't. They're not a part of this. Never have been. Then Lebanon hit back at Pakistan and said, Pakistan does not negotiate for Lebanon. Lebanon negotiates for Lebanon. That was their literal prime minister. So fast forward to now. There's a brokered deal now between Israel and Lebanon. Hezbollah has to abide by it, though. Because, again, this is not Lebanon, it's Hezbollah. But Lebanon is signaling they're going to do something about this. POTUS had put out, quote, that he had I had an excellent conversation with the highly respected president, Joseph Aoun of Lebanon, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu of Israel. They've agreed in order to achieve peace, they're going to begin a 10-day ceasefire. They're going to meet for the first time in 34 years in D.C. with Marco Rubio, etc. So great. So that kind of pushes the deadline to have a larger agreement out to what, the end of April? Let's see. Because right now it's not even really a ceasefire in the between the United States and Iran. And from what I understand, that expires in 7 days? So if I mean, it seems like Hezbollah is just going to sit there for a few days and then go back to what they're doing. That's the big thing. How do you get Iran's terror proxy in Lebanon to agree with it? Now, I love how they have this phrase, Hezbollah lawmaker. Hassan Fadallah said that we were informed by Iran's ambassador in Beirut that a one-week ceasefire could begin this evening. So Netanyahu called for an emergency meeting to discuss the whole deal. Some of their cabinet officials said they were blindsided by it. Apparently, it happened very, very quickly, and apparently it was because Trump strong-armed them into it, into making a very public statement. Some are accusing him of jumping the gun. I don't think that that's necessarily the case. And I think that's the cabinet members who weren't privy just need to suck it up and just roll with it. But what I don't understand is how Lebanon is going to have Hezbollah. How are they going to get Hezbollah to follow this? It's not like Lebanon's government was doing this. It was Hezbollah. So what's the answer to that? That's what is not made clear. And I'm hoping, you know, maybe later in a press avail that is. But I mean, I don't have the answer to that. I mean, right? I mean, how do they get, because Hezbollah is a separate thing from Lebanon. It's not part of Lebanon's government.
Right. I think that they've lost a lot of support because of the way that Trump has destroyed Iran. So now I don't think Hezbollah has the backing that they used to.
I think
this 10-day ceasefire was something that Hezbollah probably welcomed because they've got a lot of regrouping to do.
And they're getting, from what I understand, so open source intel was saying that they're getting fewer and fewer resupplies from Iran because they're being totally depleted. And they can't get there. And remember, their other alternative route of getting anything, and this is where it gets really weird, was through Syria. And remember, Syria shut their airspace to Iran and they stopped being a transit for Iran. I don't like a lot of stuff with the Syrian leadership because the guy literally came from Taliban. However, in this specific moment, this is where you have to put emotions and sentiment aside. Geopolitical issues require robotic-like Vulcan logic that is completely absent of any kind of feeling, sentimentality, and even loyalty. This is being used just for this purpose. So their other transit of resupply is closed. And remember, back when POTUS was over speaking with all those Arab nations, and he got up when we're saying, Syria can be open for development. He got a standing ovation for that, which is huge. You had the crown prince of Saudi Arabia get up and give him a standing ovation for that. And so it's still, they're diminished, but not to the point where they are harmless. So I think as this goes forward, we'll get maybe perhaps some more detail on that. But now there are some. Now, this piece I'm looking at, Axios, believe it or not, has a piece where they're discussing some within the remnants of the regime are tired of this and they want to go to the negotiating table. So our plan of wearing them down, they thought they were going to wear us down. It didn't happen. We're wearing them down, and the cracks are already forming in the remnants of the regime. So Axios was even saying, yeah, there are some that are pushing them towards sitting down at the table and having a discussion. They want to get back to the table. They're desperate. And the situation is getting more desperate by the day because of that blockade. I don't want to tempt the Lord by engaging in too much schadenfreude, but I really hope some people choke on crow. I really do. Because now you see it. Now you see it. We run every choke point that China depends on. Number one, Venezuela, Panama, the Panama Canal. And now this, every choke point that China needed, we run now. Remember that episode of South Park where Stan Marsh had to drag his beans in a wheelbarrow? It's where we're at right now. I'm trying real hard, Kane, not to be that way. I think sending Witkoff and Kushner, that was just a fool's errand, but it was designed for a purpose. Buying time for the Saudis to open that east-west pipeline. So you bypass the strait, you blockade Iran, you allow the remaining ships to go through, make the transit, you push out China. China's freaking out. They're going to have to come to us with hat in hand to beg for oil. I'm all right with that. This is pretty good. So, guys, we're in a good spot right now. You know who isn't in a good spot right now? Is Democrats in Virginia. So I don't know if you heard this story. This is an insane story. This happened overnight. Actually, it was about midnight. Former Democrat Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax shot and killed his wife before he took his own life, according to Fairfax County Police. Why? He was enraged over the divorce proceedings. And they look, honestly, it looks like they were kind of living the American dream, if I'm being honest. Like, they had a real nice house. They had their happy little kids. Little storybook kind of life. But he was upset. So he murdered his estranged wife, killed himself in their million-dollar plus home. This is what really gets me. Their 16-year-old and 14-year-old, their son and daughter, respectively, were at home. They were unharmed. They're being tended to by relatives. From what I understand, it was the 16-year-old son that called 911, and there's audio of it. I don't want to play it on the show because it is heart. I didn't listen to all of it, but it is really heart-wrenching. I mean, you're hearing a son's heart break. That child is going to be permanently scarred. God love him. Pray for those kids. I know I don't care about their dad. Pray for those kids. And he had been recently served paperwork indicating when he was next due to appear in court, and apparently that was the spark. They were living together despite the fact that they were separated. And they had already had officers visit the home in January because he claimed that his wife assaulted him. They found no evidence to support that, so they left. Just heartbreaking. They had a dental practice. They were successful, like all American family, even though he was a Democrat. Here's the thing. He was a giant gun control supporter. In 2020, he was the deciding vote that passed red flag laws in Virginia. As lieutenant governor, he came in and passed red flag law. He was a huge supporter of quote unquote universal background checks. He was advocating for outright confiscation because he believed that all semi-automatics ought to be classified as quote unquote assault weapons. All of the gun control laws that, and he was Bloomberg supported. He got a ton of money from gun control groups. He was endorsed by Moms Demand. So this is the second time in a week that Moms Demand have really stepped in it. They were real cozy with Eric Swalwell, and they were real cozy with Fairfax here. Now you got Swalwell in the trouble. Of course, all predators support gun control. Let's look at the facts here. Texas-born and based company formed out of the UT Health Science Center. It is the company Human and their Super Beach. You guys know we've been talking about them forever. Well, just to answer your questions really quickly, they have a new zero sugar product. It's the Heart Chews Zero Sugar. Now, they didn't add a ton of sugar to it before. We're talking about the natural fruit sugar. This is pomegranate berry flavor and chocolate flavor. It tastes like a Tootsie Roll. But you're working with a company that's like-minded. It's actually based in science, and it's actually based in outside of Austin, not in Austin, but outside of Austin. But it's a great product. No added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, no stimulants, no caffeine. And a lot of people say that it's the best tasting heart chew yet. I'm partial to the pomegranate berry. The chocolate flavor, if you like chocolate, you'll love it. So support your heart health with the new Super Beats Heart Chews Zero Sugar, now available at human.com/Dana, where you can buy two, get one free, and also figure out how to get your free 30-day supply. That's human.com/Dana. Get yours today.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Dana's Quick Five. All right, first up, record-setting scorching temperatures are taking aim at the eastern U.S. Bring some of it here. Bring some of the sunshine here. Take back your dumb rain. Done with it. I don't care. Everyone's like, Dana, April showers bring May flowers. I don't care about flowers. I'm tired of the rain. I'm tired of Daisy going outside and being like, oh, there's mud. I just had a bath. Let me get in it. Sounds great. But they said that there's going to be some higher temperatures. Wednesday afternoon, literally, they're looking like, is it going to be that hot out there, Steve? For real? This is New York, Philly, and D.C. Is it going to be 90s for you? Stop it. Give it back. That's Texas's weather. Dave Chappelle, you know, he's actually considering doing, he's like apparently considering restarting his show. True. He said the Republican Party weaponized transgender jokes, and he goes, that's not what I was doing. Oh my gosh. Just bitch more. Okay. Just, you know, shut up, cash your check, live your life. Stop it. Smoking is cool again. And apparently they're blaming Hollywood. Just FYI, people in Europe never stop smoking. But apparently they're smoking more and more in movies than that now. I mean, the vapes look more carcinogenic than a cigarette. Although cigarettes smell like stank. They're nasty. It smells so nasty. Why can't people just roll tobacco like the good old days? Why do you have to have all the stuff in it, right? Just roll tobacco. I mean, if you're going to do it, do that. At least make the smell pleasant for everybody. And scientists develop a drug that can extend dogs' lifespans by a year. Is that a guarantee? Stick with us. The folks at Chapter, they want to make everything with Medicare less confusing because it is ridiculous. Like hearing, you know, my folks talk about it, basically you have to go to the government website or some rando insurance agent, and then surprise, your plan doesn't at all cover what you actually need. Medicare is purposefully confusing, and that confusion is exactly how people end up in the wrong plan, and they're undercovered but overpaying. So you need to find somebody truly on your side. That's what Chapter does. They exist to cut through all of the confusion. They're not going to sell you on a couple of companies. They're the only advisor out there that's comparing every Medicare plan across the nation to find out what actually fits your doctors and prescriptions and budget. They're an honest translator for this. They explain all of your options in plain English. They help you avoid plans that are great for insurance company profits but horrible for you. And people who work with Chapter save about $1,100 a year on healthcare costs just because they got on the right plan. It is free and fast to talk to Chapter and in under 20 minutes. They can review your current coverage or walk you through your choices if you're about to enroll. So whether you're already on Medicare or getting close, they'll answer any question you have, explain the enrollment, and help you feel confident instead of overwhelmed. This is the route you should take. If you're on Medicare or considering it, or rather getting there, take control of your Medicare and dial #250 on your phone. Say the words, my Medicare. #250, say the words, my Medicare, and get your options reviewed by Chapter today.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Did you know that Scott Bessent lives in a pink house?
I saw that. Is that really his?
From all the reports that I've seen, he lives in a historic, prominent pink stucco mansion in Charleston, South Carolina, known as the John Ravenel House. Sold in 25 for 18 and a quarter mil. The house is pink as the day is long. How do I describe this house? For those of you who are not watching the simulcast, what color of pink is that? That's like an Easter pink. It's almost...
It's not flamingo pink.
No, it's like a lighter pink than Pepto. I mean, when I say the house is pink, the whole damn house is pink. There's 3 floors. The wall is pink. Oh, Juan's showing it to you now. If you're watching the simulcast, you're seeing it. That thing is as pink. I don't know. Is a Hello Kitty pink? Is that a good way to describe it? Pink. Now, I say this because, you know, he's a gay dude in the administration. If you're a gay dude in the vein of, who is the guy on the fashion show? The real snotty guy? The Heidi Klum fashion show? I don't watch any of that. I hate reality TV. Despite the fact of what a clout-chasing pervert tried to sell on me during the Parkland days, your girl never pitched a godforsaken reality show. And that dude was a pervert, by the way. Major perv. Sliding into my DMs, and I'm like, no means no, dude. I'm not kidding you. Like, he was really weird. It was a total Weinstein thing. And I think he got mad because they turned him down. Anyway, so the pink house, this is Scott Bessent's house. This is the house that I would expect a gay member of the administration to live in. It borders on tacky. But that's like the color for that area. You know what I mean? Charleston's a beautiful town if you've never been. But I think that that's in keeping with the aesthetic of the neighborhood. Now, the reason I bring all of this up, here we are. So man lives in a pink house, right? And apparently he just frequently beats the hell out of people, beats the hell out of them in the executive wing. People that make him mad, people that he doesn't like. I am not making this up. There's a story that is out about Scott Bessent. The rumors and chatter with the media are swirling that he got into a physical fist fight with Kevin Hassett 2 days ago over economic policy disagreements. I don't know. That's just what I'm... No, you haven't really heard anything else about it. This is the first time that he has... Or not the first time that this has happened. He seems pretty... For a gay dude, he seems pretty... fighty, right? Didn't he punch one of the other dudes in the administration? He was asked about it on CNBC, I think. He like hit somebody else. Didn't he hit Musk too? Like Elon Musk got mad at him. They're kind of on the same page, but they had a disagreement and Musk reportedly exploded. This is according to Daily Mail. And then he tried shoving Scott Bessent and Bessent hit him or something to that effect. So this would be the third dude that Scott Bessent hit in the executive wing. He just randomly lives in his peak house, randomly just beats people up in the executive wing. This might be my favorite story today. I feel like you need a break as we start the show already. I feel like you need a break. He just beats the hell out of people. It's hysterical. So we have this very, as was observed on X, a very snarky gay treasury secretary who lives in an unapologetically pink house in Charleston, who has made a habit now of beating the hell out of people that he doesn't like in the executive wing, Kane.
Yeah, I like him.
I do too.
I like him.
Yeah, I kind of like him. I mean, when someone gets sassy with him, he hits them.
Not always.
And I realized, so this is what's weird. Like, our society is telling us, but he's gay. He's a floof and he lives in a pink house, right? I don't know. I'm just saying it's just kind of funny. So I had to put that out there because that was circling all day yesterday. And his people haven't denied it. And you know what that means, Kane? It's true.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
And denied it. It's a true story. I'm just saying. So he was talking about Iran, whatever. I say it both ways because I just don't care. I'll call him whatever I want to. That country over there with the gay one-legged Ayatollah who's half dead. The blockades, there's no other block. Iran can't get anything. Other ships are allowed to go through. The economy is on life support. The IRGC is hit right where they live. I don't know how Iran gets out of this at this point. How do they get out of this at this point? There is no way. And that's what Scott Bessent was talking about. He was hinting that they're going to drop yet another shoe on them. I think people underestimate how many cards that Trump has to play. He's physically made of cards right now. Did you really just put gloves on Scott Bessent? You guys can't see this on the simulcast. Juan's over here putting boxing gloves on Scott Bessent. This little pink house. Little pink houses for you and me. And then you get hit by Scott Bessent. So Bessent is also smacking the Iran regime. He's saying, no, we haven't even started maximum pressure. Wait, if you haven't even started that, what does it even look like? So he says, no. Here's what we're doing. They're working with the Gulf allies, and they are opening up Iranian regime bank accounts to the treasury. They're freezing all their assets. That's what they're doing, freezing all of their assets. This is pretty stunning. And, I mean, they have their this is going to just expedite the strangling of them economically. He says they pushed out to them the request that they're freezing the funds of all of the leadership of the IRGC, any members of Iranian leadership. I'm reading his quote. They're also telling companies that if you're buying Iranian oil, that money that's sitting in your bank accounts, now you get secondary sanctions on that. Oh, wow. He just destroyed them. That's pretty epic. All right, so let's be honest here. Shaving is not self-care. It's just something you gotta get done. And who has time for products that overpromise and underdeliver? So when you find something that's high quality and easy, something you can just order online, we pay attention to that, right? So that's why I like Flamingo, because Flamingo, it was created by women who wanted a better option, so they get it. There's no overpricing, no overcomplicating it. It's just a good razor that works. I mean, the handle feels right in your hand, the shave is smooth, there's no pink tax, and it's very simple. The starter set has literally everything that you need. It has the razor, the 5-blade cartridge, the foaming shave gel, and even a shower holder. Done. So you order it online, it shows up, and you're set. And for a limited time, get Flamingo starter set for just $7 at shopflamingo.com/Dana. Now, this set includes the Flamingo original razor, 1 5-blade cartridge, and a 1-ounce foaming shave gel. And you also have a shower holder. So head to shopflamingo.com/Dana and claim that offer. And after you purchase, please tell them I sent you.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right. I don't even know what's happening right now in Florida. This is all crazy. So first up, we got this lady, a Florida woman, Cammy Ellis, charged with a DUI after she got pulled over driving the wrong way. And instead of handing the police her license cane, she done handed them a Barnes & Noble gift card.
Aww. Was her name on it?
She was so drunk. She was driving the wrong way down the road. And then when they pulled her over, she handed them a Barnes & Noble gift card. 52-year-old Ellis was pulled over in Tampa, Hillsborough County. The officer, I love this sentence. The officer noticed her vehicle traveling the wrong way and jumping a curb. So the officer goes, "Are you feeling okay?" And the body camera footage. And she's like, "Yeah, I'm good." And he's like, "You don't know how to shut your car off?" And then she really struggles. And then he goes, "Can you hand me your license?" And then she handed her a credit card. And he goes, "Well, this is your credit card." And then she's like, "Oh, wait a minute." And then she handed him another card. And that was her Barnes & Noble card. And he's like, "Ma'am." And then he got her. They had a handcuffer. She had a blood alcohol content of 0.209.
You don't say.
Yeah. Oh, more car stuff. A Florida man claims that he forced his girlfriend in the trunk because she said she'd rather be there than with him.
Oh.
Oh, well now. Dade County, 24-year-old man was arrested Wednesday morning because deputies at the Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office said he forced his lady into the trunk of her car during a domestic dispute and then drove with her inside of it. He later struck her. Travis Tillman, you can't have two consonants like that. And the victim, they were in a relationship. They previously lived together. Clearly, it was a rocky patch. And he grabbed her and shoved her in the trunk, but he told police, no. She told me that she would rather be in the trunk and not in my vicinity. So he obliged and put her in the trunk. That didn't work with the police. So they charged him on a couple of things. Aggravated assault with a firearm, improper exhibition of a firearm, resisting an officer without violence, detainment, all of that stuff. I'm not going to read all these charges. He got a lot. In one fell swoop, he had a lot of them. Let's see. We also, a Florida man fell asleep and lost control of his tractor trailer that overturned on I-75. That's bad. This Florida man used magnets to steal diesel. Yeah. In fact, several arrests have been made. It's an organized diesel fuel theft scheme that apparently spans multiple counties. Wow. There are a number of guys that are involved in this, but the pop-up ads on this godforsaken website make it almost impossible to read their names. Do better, We Are TV. Your website is literal feces. In Pensacola, they had a number of these defendants, but they're all facing felony charges, but they were using magnets on fuel pumps, overriding their components that control the fuel to allow, you know, to come out freely. And they bypass the payment system that way.
It's not all sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes you have to embrace the suck. When there's a lot of market volatility, you have to embrace the suck. If you have a high-quality portfolio with high-quality companies, you should be fine. No need to worry.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Scary situation in Westlake yesterday. Police and the family of a 91-year-old woman unable to get a hold of her. But officers never could have imagined what they were about to find when they went to check things out.
I like this so much.
Our Scott Knoll explains.
Westlake police at the home of a 91-year-old woman Thursday night.
783, garage door's open. We're gonna make entry.
Police, her family, all unable to get a hold of the homeowner.
And vehicle's in the garage.
The woman, a part of the city's Are You Okay program. This time, another woman not answering the call.
Everyone's a little bit alarmed that she was missing these contacts.
What would police find this time?
Westlake police!
To protect the woman's identity, police didn't release any more of that video. But what happens next, no one would have guessed.
Turned out to be all okay. Everyone got a good laugh out of it.
Police found her all right in her room. We'll let the officers call to dispatch explain the rest.
We're here with her now. She's playing video games in her bedroom.
Police say not just playing video games, but trying to beat her record level, officers say. In the process, missing those attempts to check in on her. But we're told, thankful police came out. In Westlake, I'm News 5 investigator Scott.
This is the most amazing story. That's going to be me when I'm 91 years old. My kids are going to have to do a welfare check because I'm going to be trying to beat my record.
That's practically you now. What do you mean you at 91?
Okay, hold up a little bit. I got some 91. Hobbies. I'm not like a professional gamer. I'm a casual gamer. There's certain things that I will play. And I got started very young with Nintendo and Duck Hunt, Super Mario Brothers.
I think then you're just above the average player.
Graduated to Mortal Kombat, Doom. I was playing Mortal Kombat legit right up until I had my first baby. Like, my husband's like, we got to go get induced now. I'm like, okay, hold up, you know. And my kids, I used to beat levels for them. And so now, you know, then graduated to Call of Duty, Dark Tide, you know, anything in the Warhammer universe, Space Marine, Helldivers, which is my absolute jam right now. Love Helldivers. I think I'm a level 61, 62. On Helldiver. You don't even know what that is.
Look, I don't play those games. I play more, you know, sporty type games, you know, digitally. I wish I could join you on this Helldiver stuff.
He won't jam up, man.
You're already
he won't
at level 61, and you want me to squat up, and I'm not even level one. It wouldn't work out.
Yeah, but you could. You could make it happen. You could make it happen. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, that could make it happen. So I just, it's a lot of fun, and it's, you know, it's hand-eye coordination, and it's a great way too. Like if your family lives in different parts of the country, or there are different parts of the state, and not you literally can squat up and couch co-op. I just think that I kind of laugh because I literally created my own squad. I gave birth to my own actual squad. I don't think there's anything more hardcore than that. You know what I mean? Like I gave birth to like some pretty phenomenal players, I have to say. So whenever I want to roll out, you know, I got like a ready-made built-in squad. And it's just like the American dream, you know, got my garden patch, I got my dogs, and I got my own squad. It's just, you know, it's a lot of fun. People think it's nerdy and weird. None of my girlfriends understand it. They are like, you are a Martian. You're the weirdest person. But but that's my thing. Baking, crocheting, shooting, and then playing games. And I'm particularly partial to first person shooter. It is great. And I love to see like older people, like that 91-year-old lady. Why didn't they tell us what she was playing?
That's a good question.
I looked everywhere to find out what she was playing. Not a single report.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
A hiker was rescued by fire crews after being bitten by a rattlesnake in Montecito, California. Man, you cannot mess with those things. Ooh, that's scary. I remember being at the Reagan Library up on that hill out there, and I can't remember. Oh my gosh, I can't remember where it was now. But California, obviously, I can't remember the town. But where they had signs everywhere: "Beware rattlesnakes! Beware rattlesnakes!" And that's not too far from Montecito. They said fire crews found the woman 3/4 of a mile up the trail, the Buena Vista Trail. She got bitten on the ankle, and they instructed her to blow the whistle that she had, and she did not have adequate service to call 911, but she did text somebody who was able to call 911 for her. She was sent to the hospital. They don't know about her condition, but apparently there's a rise in rattlesnake bites in California this year. I don't know why, but that's kind of terrifying. EasyJet passengers left in the heat. Oh my gosh. We're left in the heat, vomiting and passing out in a 3-hour border control chaos. This sounds horrible. 100 EasyJet passengers were left stranded in Milan after they faced up to 3-hour lines at the Linate airport due to their new border control checks in Italy, and people were vomiting and passing out in the heat. And it's not even like peak heat season yet. And that's northern Italy, for crying out loud. Oh my gosh, that's horrible. A chunk of ice fell from the sky and through an LA County resident's roof. A giant chunk of ice. So, and it's apparently was dirty and it really smelled badly. They said that this chunk of ice that went through this Whittier home, Northern California.
You know what that was?
What?
It's from an airport lavatory. An airplane lavatory. I guarantee you.
You think it's poop ice?
Yeah, it's poop ice.
They said that it crashed through his living room ceiling. There's a giant hole. There's literally, you can see it, a chunk of ice in it. So gross. Oh, I can't. Man, I don't like that. Well, let's see. God of Chaos asteroid, Apophis is going to blaze across the sky. Is it going to hit us? No, it's not. I don't care. I don't care about seeing it unless it's barreling towards Earth on a collision course. And in Kenya, I didn't know that ant smuggling was a thing, but Kenya sentenced a Chinese ant smuggler to a year in jail. It's a Nairobi court. This guy tried smuggling thousands of ants. It's apparently very lucrative. And they were going to China. They become pets and you buy them for $100 each. We're in the wrong business, Kane. Stick with us.
Allergy season always has a way of sneaking up on you. One minute you're listening to your favorite podcast, the next it's nonstop sneezing and a runny nose. That's why it's essential to keep Kleenex Ultra Soft tissues on hand. They're silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin and allergist approved. So when allergies hit, and they will, be ready with Kleenex Ultra Soft tissues. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
It's tax season, and by now we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.